Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, I'll start with that. I mean, the comments that we're giving, the couple of examples that I gave, yes, they were also with subprogram two, but it was more about, in a way, to make sure that there's a cross subprogram coherence. I think for subprogram two, the examples that we identified was that the flagship reports and the overviews might not be counted the same way. This being said, we did not look into the OMOJA document to see for inconsistencies. So that would just be, in a way, as I kind of indicated before, a plea to all the subprograms, and I understand that would be done, to really use the OMOJA and to put the necessary effort in it, because then the second step of translating that into the programming document should be a lot easier, and it will better reflect everything that is being done by each subprogram. So I hope that this will be done for the final document to make sure that the two documents do not have, or let's say, ensure that there's no overlaps, be it in OMOJA or then when it comes to the deliverables. As I said, also in the OMOJA itself, it seems there are overlaps. I'm not saying the specific subprogram two, I identify them for subprogram one, but there might be also subprogram two, I don't know. Now, if you allow me, Chair, just a couple of comments on the subprogram two part of the document. We don't have any major comments on the drafting. We very much welcome the selection of the presented activities and the related performance measures, which are concrete and measurable, and therefore they do confirm the relevance and the value of the actions that you do. Perhaps just two suggestions, comments. The first one is to include in the either as a new or as a part of an existing point under the paragraph 1234 on strategy, the implementation of the investment facilitation for development agreement. We know that UNCTAD has played quite a significant role and very productive role when it came to the trade facilitation agreement, and we believe that a similar kind of role can be played for the investment facilitation for development agreement. So we think that this could be a very valuable addition under your strategy, as I said, either as a separate point or as part of one of the points that you would deem fitting, that's already there, not to add too much to the word count. And the second is on the paragraph 1235B. We've had a bit of discussion with some colleagues in our group to really understand what is meant by that paragraph. So maybe at this point, just a question, if you could elaborate a bit on that, and just as suggestion based on what you would be presenting, maybe a simplification of the drafting, so it's going to be easier to understand. Thank you.